Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one, smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, happy hump day, all you beautiful radio listeners. Hope you're having a wonderful afternoon so far. Let's check in with the most important man, Jeff Rust. What's happening, dude?
I don't know. There's not much to talk about today, I don't think.
No. We
slow news day, as they say.
It is. It is. And we screwed up yesterday. We were supposed to announce the winner of our pick'em from last Thursday, and we did not get to that.
No.
And then, of course, it was mentioned during the show, and I was like, oh, I actually have to do some counting. I did the counting.
Okay.
And it's actually one of our sponsors won. It is George McCoy is our winner.
Get right the heck out of town.
So I'll shoot him an email, invite him on to the show next week. But he got 9 out of 14 or whatever the pick'em was. That included two ties that I had on there because I had both the Seahawks and Raiders, which I didn't make tie an option. And I had the Dolphins and Bears. Both games ended in ties for the preseason. So he still got 9 out of however many. Exactly. So we're not going to put that on there. But so we will have a new pick'em. I'll put it up today because I already built that while I was counting the other one. So we'll get it to you a day early and you can kind of get ahead. We're trying to get in practice before football season starts. This whole thing is built on a football calendar.
Mm-hmm.
My head's on a baseball calendar.
Yeah.
But today, my brain is on basketball and somehow hockey.
Right?
So if you didn't hear the news, the big news breaking today is there is a buyer for your Portland Trail Blazers. The purchase is agreed to, although the details are not completely finalized. The valuation for the Blazers, just over $4 billion, is going to be roughly the buying price for one Tom Dundon.
Yes.
Tom Dundon.
And I keep
wanting to call him Tim.
Yeah.
But
I believe it's pronounced $4 billion.
I believe that is correct.
Yes.
Tom Dundon will be the principal owner. The Dundon Group will include Mark Czar, who is the co-president of something called Blue Owl Capital.
Sure.
And Sheil Tile, a Portland-based founder and CEO of what is called the Global the Collective Global. So there is a local tie. There's an Oregonian piece that was just released saying that the Dundon Group is looking to add more local buyers. and Tim Boyle. That's where I got the Tim instead of the Tom.
Gotcha.
Tim Boyle of Columbia Sports said that he is willing to buy
Gert,
a...
Son of Gert, I believe.
What's that?
Son of Gert.
That's right. I believe that is correct as well.
Yes.
But he said he's willing to buy a fractional piece if it'll help keep everything in Portland. But okay. All stories are leading with the idea that Mr. Dundon would like to keep the team in Portland.
Yes.
Of course, we've already seen lawmakers support and with the sale of the Moda Center to the city for $1, the property under it for $7 million or whatever it was. There's already a big push to either renovate or rebuild. And so there's all of the good things going on.
They do already have, there are already renovations in store for Moda Center.
Yep.
Not because of WNBA stuff, but leading up to the, I think it's the 2030 Final Four,
well, the
which
lease,
Portland is set to host.
The lease right now is through 2030. A guy named Adam Silver may sound familiar to you. He's the commissioner of the
not
National Basketball Association. Yeah, no, it is not him. He is. He has said on the record that he expects Portland to need a new arena.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the case. I mean, Key Arena was left for dead, and then when the Kraken moved in there and turned it to Climate Pledge Arena. Mm-hmm. The renovations in there have been staggering. So you can do a lot with the existing property. I'm sure.
Well,
that,
yeah, especially
I'm sure
when it was an empty building for a few years.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of very smart people that know a lot more about architecture and what's available to it. So I'm not going to make a whole bunch of speculation. I think the firm has already speculated enough on what's going to happen around the Rose Quarter. So I will leave that all to them.
These other folks and their groups and whatnot, it all sounds an awful lot like George Costanza and the Human Fund.
This is which fund is this? Dundon's group?
No. The other guys, the Blue Owl group
and
whatever, what have you. But yes, you know, it's a fund for people by people, what have you. And
they do imports.
A donation has been made in your name.
They do imports and exports.
That's Vandalay Industries.
Yes, I know.
Importer exporters.
Yes. We do some importing, we do some exporting.
And you want to be my latex salesman.
Here's what we know about Tom Dundon. He is currently the owner of the Carolina Hurricane, and he resides in Dallas, Texas. So he is not married to Raleigh, North Carolina, where the Hurricanes reside. He is probably not moving to Portland. He's trying to get local support and have more of that. So by all accounts, he seems to be a very engaged owner with the hockey club that he is a part of. He seems to be somebody that really wants to put a winning team on. But everything that I read points to he is very much about the fan experience.
Yes.
So what that means for the Blazers, obviously to be determined. There's still several hoops that need to be jumped through to get everything finalized.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you have an owner that is not a collective. It is an individual. He's putting together a group just like many of these ownership groups have, you know, their minority owners already built in.
Yes.
But you have somebody that will be the new face of the team.
He will be the new face, yes. And while he is now currently, I guess, when he first purchased the Hurricanes in 2018, he was part of a group. And then I think Danny pointed out that around 2021, 22, he became the sole 100% owner of said Carolina Hurricanes. Now, this ownership group will not be like that. He is, again, like the face of it, but we'll have other partners.
Well, that's fantastic that Danny Areno's all this stuff, considering the
because
sale has not
own,
gone
does not
through.
Have all, he on yes. his own does not have the money to do well, to, for
sure.
both.
It franchises. Was also $550 million to buy the Hurricane. It is more than $4 billion.
It was $450 in 2018.
I just watched a story on the guy, and it said
that's what I've had my updates all day and what I read in the story.
Again, here's the thing. Regardless of how much it is,
it is also quite possible I'm a big dummy. Just ask my wife.
It is much more for the. I guess my point is there's going to be a lot of people saying a lot of things about the details of this. So details
Correct.
Are not finalized.
Right.
The other thing is this will not run the same as a hockey club. It's just not the way. The two leagues are very, very different, and you can do a lot of things in a lot of different ways, but still try to achieve the same results, which
Correct.
Is a winning team and a great fan experience. And those seem to be the two principles that our new owner the expected new owner will have. And the main thing that I'm reading again and again and again is very much is the plan is to keep the Portland Trail Blazers in Portal.
I'm pretty sure there was a little bit of a nudge, nudge, wink, wink in that agreement, too, between him and the commissioner and the NBA and such.
Sure.
We don't want another scenario with an ugly move.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing is I know a lot of people like to rag on old Jody Allen and how terrible an owner she was and how Burt Cold was so awful. The one thing about this is she picked the right time to sell this team. They just got a huge contract with the NBA for the TV rights, selling of the property around the Moda Center and the actual building itself, mm-hmm. selling that in, made the team's valuation much, much higher. And all of this money is going to go to the research and philanthropic things through the Allen Foundation.
Yes.
So it's making a lot of money that will help a lot of people. So I say kudos, tip of the cap to you, Jody, on your way out. I know that it's always very funny to hear Portland absolutely trash their owner, where the Seahawks seem to love their owner. So whatever that is, she retains the ownership of the Seattle Seahawks. Whatever percentage they had in the
for
Sounders,
now.
That will all stay.
For now.
For now. Well,
for
there,
now.
There, there was not something written into the trust agreement that the Seahawks needed to be sold. And the Blazers.
Different stipulations.
The different stipulations, different teams. She's, you know, the Allen Foundation based out of Seattle and all of that. But that's the big news today. So with that, we will go over to our list of things that you may have missed in case you missed it. All right, the Minnesota Twins, speaking of teams up for sale, have announced that they are no longer planning to sell their team.
Ooh.
Turns out after getting rid of 40% of their roster, no one wanted to pay a major league price for a minor league team. So they will be...
Are they playing in Sacramento, too?
They are not yet. They are seeking investors, but the family that owns the team will try to maintain them. The Mets were playing very poor baseball. They were on a seven-game losing streak. Well, they fixed that. Last night they won, and they did with so many home runs that they actually ran out of fireworks. They've been so bad since the trade deadline. Even when they win, they fail. Except for me or for the Mets?
Well, both, yes. And I already used a laugh track in the first one.
Oh, you can't laugh at two jokes in a row. Michael Porter Jr. said he expects the impact of sports betting to get worse in sports. He said, I'll bet
you
anything.
Who could have seen that coming? There we go. Sorry. I didn't mean to step on
you. The amount has not been disclosed, but apparently he made a Venmo wager with Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer that college football betting will get worse, too. I love when you laugh so that you can't even get to the
thing. Look, we're still getting there.
Yeah, well, we're doing our best. Apparently, Jalen Hurts gave some advice to Shedeur Sanders at the joint practice between the Cleveland Browns and Philadelphia Eagles. He said, step one, get the best O-line in football. Step two, push them tushies. Solid advice.
There we go. Yeah.
Might also help to squat 700 pounds.
Yes. Is that how he injured his oblique today, was pushing them tushies?
I don't know how he injured the oblique, but we will get to that a little bit later. That's in case you missed it. We move on to the Daily Buzz. This is Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Luke Anderson.
Well, it just went final. A 12-5 Brewers win over the Pirates. That is their 12th straight win. That is the most consecutive wins in franchise history since 1987. They did that on April 19th, 1987. They are approaching the franchise record, which is 13 straight wins. I was going to talk about last night's game to kind of kick things off for this. Nobody seems to be slowing down the Brewers, including Paul Skeens, who was tossing last night for the Pirates. He was chased in just four innings. It was a 14-0 loss yesterday. They put up 12 today. The Brewers have been just absolutely lights out. Skeens allowed four runs on six hits, two walks, only four strikeouts, 93 pitches, ended a historic season opening streak of 24 starts without giving up a first inning run. So that's how good Skeens has been, and that's how good the Brewers are. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs. Yeah, there you go. My computer has decided that it wants to restart. I think we'll do that.
Also looking for an In-N-Out Milwaukee butter hug.
Yes. That's what the computer's looking for. So watch out for the Brewers. They continue to roll. Moving to the next story. Cowboys' Jerry Jones has revealed that he has survived stage 4 cancer in a battle that lasted over 10 years. He's saying that he is now tumor-free, but this was revealed in an interview with the Dallas Morning News. They're getting ready to promote the new Netflix release of America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. It's a documentary based on the 1990s Cowboys dynasty, and he talked about the diagnosis. He shared that he had a treatment called PD-1 therapy, called it a real miracle drug, and says that he has come back from the brink. Stage 4 cancer, not something to mess with. But if you've been worried about Jerry's health over the years, I mean, maybe he is looking better than he has in the past, but he's still a very old man, and good to know that that very rich men can beat cancer, because that is a trickle-down effect that is real. They come up with treatments that work at the top, and it's going to make it to other people. So this is very good news, whether you're a Cowboys fan or not.
Explains a little bit why he had looked a bit more like the Crypt Keeper lately.
Smiles and glory holes.
So you know what? I will not be rooting for the Cowboys. I will not become a Jerry Jones fan. But this is something that is a story that I think everybody can get.
Yes. Well, yes, everybody, because F cancer.
Yeah, dude, amen. Yeah,
and that's something that anybody can get behind.
Yeah, I think I'll take Jerry Jones and any other human being, no matter how awful, over cancer.
Absolutely.
All right. We're not going to get all the human beings.
We'll just leave it at that.
Dalvin's brother, James Dalvin Cook, is getting paid. Were you the one that brought that up the other day?
No, it wasn't me. I forget who it was. I don't remember.
Dalvin,
Danny, or Patrick.
Dalvin Cook's middle name is James, and James Cook's middle name is Dalvin.
They are brothers, correct?
They are.
Dalvin James and James Dalvin.
That's what I was told.
So wow.
I thought it was you. That's why I wanted to source you. But if it was one of those guys, now I don't trust it at all.
Yeah, 'twas not me. But okay. but it might have been one of our other hosts.
Well, James Cook is going to get paid, so he has been holding in at Bill's camp. Reports are that he has agreed to a 4-year, $48 million extension with $30 million guaranteed, keeping an under team control through 2029. This is good news for the Bills because last year, the 2-time Pro Bowler had a career year, tied O.J. Simpson's franchise record with 16 rushing touchdowns that also tied for the NFL lead. He was also fifth in yards per rush at 4.9. and yards before contact at 3.1. He only played 47% of their offensive snaps last year, so he was not a workhorse, but certainly one of the most effective backs in football. So good for Bills fans out there hoping that they can finally get past their postseason woes. Having a dangerous weapon for the Josh Allen machine will be great. Moving over to these joint practices, they are fantastic. Falcons, I was going to say rookie quarterback, but I guess not really a rookie. He was the backup last year.
Yes.
And first-year starter, Michael Penix, was involved in a bit of a scuffle in joint practice with the Tennessee Titans. So according to reports, Penix completed a long pass to Ray McCloud, the third. And began jawing.
Not one of the first two?
No, not one of the first two. Okay. Well, listen, the first two were open, but the third he had the breakaway speed. So
I had no idea there were so many Ray McClouds.
What a name. Ray McCloud. Boy.
All right. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I'll get myself in trouble.
I think it's a fantastic name. You can't say anything ill against it with me here. Anyway.
Sounds like something from a Friday movie.
Well, okay, there you go. So he completes the pass, and Penix starts jawing at the Titans defenders, which led to a scrum among many players and ended up with Penix on the ground. I want to read you what Penix said. I could not find the audio for it, which I was hoping that I would. But Penix said he kind of blacked out. He was joking that he thought it was somebody else out there. He's like, that wasn't me. But then he said, I don't really talk too much.
It's like Will Ferrell giving the answer in Old School.
I don't know what happened.
What happened? Blacked out for a
minute. So here's his quote. I don't really do too much talking until somebody says something to me, and maybe I'll want to, okay, I threw a touchdown. Now what y'all talking about? And then guess not everybody takes it the right way. I think that's all it was. They probably looked at me as just a quarterback. I wasn't that type of person. But I'm from Tampa.
Oh,
I'm from Dade City.
I'm from Tampa.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the whole thing. There's respect part of it. We're playing. We're all competing out there at a high level. When disrespect comes, I'm like, all right, this ain't football no more. I just love that he dropped, I'm from Florida.
Is Tampa where the big Penix energy comes from?
I just think, well, listen, if the headline was Florida man starts fight at football practice.
There we go, yes.
That's kind of where I was going with it. But I just love that he's like, I'm from Tampa, from Dade City.
Didn't realize they were so hard down there in Tampa.
Oh, man. I don't know what Tony said it in, but that was the only reason I want to read that quote, because it's Florida man starts fight at football practice.
Because you would like to believe that he said it as, I'm from Tampa.
I know. That's how I hear it in my head. So I'm probably better that I didn't hear it. You teased this a little already. Now a fourth injured quarterback in Browns camp. So yeah. Joe Flacco is not playing because he's, 78 years old. So they're keeping him, wrapped in bubble wrap as much as they can. But adding to the hamstring injuries that have already plagued both Dylan Gabriel and what's his name? Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
The Achilles for Deshaun Watson. Now you have an oblique injury for preseason superstar Shedeur Sanders. He's going to have an MRI upcoming to determine the severity, but as things were looking, Stefanski was planning on starting Shedeur again in their next preseason game. But
because who else? There's nobody else.
They signed Tyler Huntley. So in 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 drills, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel were all splitting reps with Huntley. It's still a matter of how healthy everybody is when it comes around to game time. But how funny would it be if they had to play Joe Flacco because they just ran out of quarterbacks.
Dude, we know that you can't.
I'm 41. I don't want to do preseason. You said I wouldn't have to.
I don't need these reps. Yeah. I don't want your life.
Yeah, well, that's just even when things go well for the Browns, they end up going bad. So they get everything that they deserve for that contract they gave Deshaun Watson. If this doesn't curse every quarterback to put on that orange helmet for the rest of eternity, I will be disappointed because I'm loving what I'm seeing right now. The Angels are officially the new owners of the Los Angeles Dodgers and the interleague and inner city matchup. The Angels have improved to 5-0 against the Dodgers this season. That's right. The lowly Angels are absolutely taking their local counterpart behind the woodshed. Their win yesterday included a triple play off of a ball hit by one Shohei Ohtani. So in the top of the sixth, it was tied at 5-5. They had runners at first and second, no outs. A line out for Ohtani to the middle looked like it was destined for center field. No! Zach Neto makes a highlight reel grab, hits second, tosses it out. The third triple play of the year, and the Angels go on to win in the 10th with a walk-off from Joe Adell, a 7-6 victory. So the Dodgers, who have just not looked good for certainly the last month and a half, maybe more, can't even figure out a way to beat the Angels. So not looking good for the defending World Series champions right now. That's everything I got in the buzz. Let's go over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk, and you can tell me what we missed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Wednesday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. Time for The Subtext. We've got the clips, but what were they really saying? Let's listen in. Let's listen in.
Let's listen in.
Let's listen in.
Let's listen in.
Yeah, right now, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but Jurion's indefinitely suspended with us right now. Got two team rules, right? And that's be respectful, be on time. There's some pieces of that where I felt like he needed a break from us, and we needed a break from that so we can focus on what's in front of us right now. Wishing him nothing but the best as far as success, and want to see him get back to where he can be a contributor for somewhere. When, you know, that might be here, that might be somewhere else, but won't spend any more time on that.
Right here, James.
What will determine, Dan, whether that situation is salvageable versus untenable?
Like I said, I won't spend any more time on that. Sorry, I should have been clear.
Wow. Oregon head coach Dan Lanning. Look, he is usually, when it comes to press conference answers and whatnot, he is usually fairly vanilla, does a lot of, you know, generic platitudes and whatnot, does not typically let you into his mindset. This seems like a stark, stark difference here regarding wide receiver Jurion Dickey.
Jurion Dickey, 5-star recruit, was in the program for a couple years already. Reports are that he was fighting with players on both sides of the ball and getting in arguments with coaches as well. This is a fine line to walk for a college coach. I mean, you know, this is what I think Dan Lanning excels at, where he said everything without saying anything, mm-hmm. which is, we've given him his chances. He knows what he needs to do if he wants to play here. We've given him, you know, the tools that he needs to succeed in this program or elsewhere. But if he doesn't want to follow those, good luck, man. So,
The ball is in his court.
The ball is wherever you take it, my friend. Go.
Yes.
I don't think I'm happy with what a fan gets when they come here tonight. We want to make sure when someone comes here, they feel like they got value, they got entertainment, they want to tell their friends, and they want to come back.
We just want to make sure that we give everybody all the resources, take away any excuses anybody has not to be successful.
Where else can you build that sort of emotional, you know, engagement and attachment? And you see it the way you all treat your college teams, whether it's the players or the people that work here. We're always going to keep improving everything, every day, all the time. It's never going to be enough.
So that there are a series of quotes from a man with a very fat wallet. His name is Tom Dundon. He is your reported buyer of the Portland Trailblazers. That was from 2018, though, when he bought the Carolina Hurricanes. How's your optimism for this new ownership group?
Well, I pulled up a news story, I mean, from 2018 when he bought the Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, we're not going to get anything today on Mr. Dundon. So mm-hmm. I just went back and said, what were people saying and what was the optimism around it? It's pretty easy to see that they've been a good hockey team. They've mm-hmm. been finishing near the top of their division. The fan engagement has gone up. Their attendance went from somewhere around 10,000 per game up to 19,000 per game. So you can get those stats, but just kind of hearing his voice and his thoughts. One of the things that struck me was the first couple moves that they made were to lower parking prices and lower concession prices.
Hey-o!
The report,
a man of the people.
The reports were that if fans don't show up, it's not their fault. it's the team's fault and it's ownership fault. So he approached
mind blown.
He approached ownership of the Carolina Hurricanes
yes.
from a perspective of the fan, and you heard it there. If it's not entertaining, if we're not doing everything we can to make sure you have the best experience, we're doing something wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. So if he takes that same approach with the Portland Trail Blazers, hallelujah. That's all I want is to feel like the front office is doing everything they can to put a winner on there.
Mm-hmm.
But like a big part of it is, man, you take your kids there and you can get a family deal where everybody can eat and sit down and have a good time and it's entertainment.
Yep.
Safeco or T-Mobile Park.
Even if it's there are some stadiums, arenas, what have you, where it's not a park wide thing, but they will have a certain stand or whatever that is, you know, family friendly priced.
T-Mobile Park has been very friendly to Seattle Mariners fans, and they're finally getting a winner on the field. And the difference is pretty stark. So when you get those two things in tandem, win or lose, it's pretty great. So that gave me optimism. So I hope that clip did the same for everybody else.
Well, now let's work on the area around Moda Center, like he did around the area in Raleigh and their arena.
If he just lowers parking prices, you don't need to build anything else at all, buddy. I love it.
Well, the Mariners are certainly good enough to go to the World Series in the American League. And that's never happened before, so it would be a really big deal if the Mariners can do that. And I think, given all the Dodger injuries, even though there's much greater strength in the National League, the starting pitching that the Mariners have, and they're 1-6 in the order, is the best I've seen in Seattle in 25 years. I think they're not only good enough to get to the World Series, I think they can win the World Series. That's got people in Seattle excited, and well, it should, because this is a different look to the Mariners because of the corner infielders that they added, Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez, give them a very formidable lineup.
That right there is ESPN baseball legend Tim Kirkjian, who every time Scott Van Pelt does a scripted Baltimore accent-themed joke, Kirkjian just absolutely loses his ass. It's one of my favorite bits ever on ESPN. But so saying he believes the Mariners can win the World Series, is this what you want to hear from national media right now, or does this feel like a jinx?
Well, I don't love the idea of that, but here's what I do really like about the way the Mariners have approached this trade deadline. They went and gave up some prospects to go and get Naylor and Suarez. Now, Josh Naylor is playing fantastic baseball since he's come over, and Suarez has been playing terrible baseball since he came over. But the good vibes.
Wait,
that
somebody comes to Seattle and all of a sudden can't hit?
Well, yeah, but Naylor is not only hitting better, he's stealing yes. bases and doing all of these things and all of the little things. So you have Naylor there, who I think everybody is very excited about the potential of re-signing Josh Naylor. He is 29 years old. I don't know what the going rate is for a first baseman of his caliber, and he would be silly not to test free agency. But I think if you have an opportunity to get him signed, I love what he adds to this team. And I would say the same for Suarez. Here's the thing that has me excited. If the Mariners right now are good enough to go to and good enough to win the World Series in the eyes of Tim Kirkjian, here's what's really amazing is they just released the top 100 prospects in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The Mariners have 9 guys on that list. The next closest team is the Reds and White Sox, tied with 6 players on that list.
Mm.
They have 3 pitchers, they have 3 infielders, they have 2 outfielders. One of their pitchers throws both right and left-handed.
Yes.
They have a catcher on that
list.
Yes, he is amphibious. He can be wet or dry and still throw with both hands. So you have a pipeline that means that if this team right now can win, that means the window is open, and with that many prospects that are in the top 100, the window is open fairly wide. So whether or not they finish the run this year, they were in the playoffs in 2022 because of Cal Raleigh and a very dramatic home run. They played what, 18 scoreless innings against the Astros in their final, in their first home game in 20 years at T-Mobile Park. They have the pitching, now they have the lineup, and they have a window that feels like it could be a handful of years. It's very hard to win a World Series, but if you give yourself multiple shots, there's a possibility that you have it. So yeah, he probably jinxed us this year.
Yeah.
But I think the window, it could be opening pretty wide for the Seattle Mariners.
And, of course, Jerry DePoto's famous number, 54%. They are currently at a 558 winning percentage.
550. Oh, man, I love this. Let's go.
As we all know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
Look, she's not wrong. That's your girl, T Swizzle. Taylor Swift joining the New Heights podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce. Are you going to listen like the other, 330 million people in America?
I will not seek out any Taylor Swift content, but if it crosses my feed, it never bothers me. One of the craziest things in sports that happens is when people complain that they keep panning to a beautiful woman sitting in a luxury box at a football game.
Mm-hmm.
There's Taylor Swift. Oh, why do they keep showing her? There's not a play going on. They don't break away from like the middle of a third and 14 to show Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce catches a pass. They go to the reaction of a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Why does that bother anybody?
Yeah. So why does the Jumbotron cam keep going to the astronomer CEO in a loving embrace of his affair?
Yeah.
Is this, I mean, look, I'd rather see Taylor Swift on there.
Yeah. Amen. It does not need to bother you that they exist. All of these things. She's very, very famous.
Yes.
Her music is fine.
Why do these Venn diagrams have to remain like separate circles? You know what I mean? Why can't those circles intersect?
You want to Venn those circles.
Exactly.
That way you want.
And look, I was never, I was always a, even before this, or not even before this, I was always kind of a, Taylor Swift always gave me kind of an eye roll and whatnot. But I think like it injected a new, not that the NFL needed it, but it injected a new like lifeblood into the NFL and invited a whole new sphere. Why is that a bad thing?
Yeah. I don't
even the NFL could use new eyes.
I don't know why it irritates people. My favorite Taylor Swift story, I'll try to make it quick. A big boss, Ryan Cooley, was working here at the time that Taylor Swift was just emerging as a mm-hmm. country artist. And she traveled through what was then the Entercom building and did a little performance. And instead of going in to watch this young country girl, he opted for a Quiznos sub. So I will take...
Hey, look.
Oh, so I was going to say, whoa. I'll take Taylor Swift over a Quiznos,
yes,
but...
I will say, I miss Quiznos. I haven't seen a Quiznos in a long time. Those are some tasty toasted subs.
If I gave the option right now, private concert with Taylor Swift or a Quiznos sub, which one do you take?
I will say, I did once stick around after my shift was done for a private concert from Hootie and the Blowfish's Darius Rucker.
Okay.
So
I'm asking you, Quiznos sub, Taylor Swift.
Well, right in now. Hindsight, it's always 2020.
I'm giving it to you right now.
You go with the Swift.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
but
I wouldn't say no to a sandwich.
I do miss a good toasty Quiznos sub.
All right. One more for the road. We do it next. It is a happy hour on 105.1 The Fan.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far.
Wicked woman, cool creams and mysteries. You gotta go spell me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Rust, what are the people saying out there?
The reason people in Seattle like Jody Allen is because she actually invested in the Seahawks and clearly has hired good people there. Whereas in Portland, she has not done any of those things. When was the last time we had a search for any important hire for the Blazers? We haven't just been promoting people internally who are not qualified, including Bert Cold. What exactly big hires has Jody been overseen in Seattle? I'm curious. There's Michael McDonald there.
Yeah.
But that's
That's it. I don't know. It's
and is she responsible for that?
I don't know.
John Schneider's been there for 2 decades.
Yeah, he has. And he just got extended, so he'll continue to be there. So, and if Tory Horton ends up being what they think he will, he'll probably get extended again. Because how did they find this guy in the 5th round?
Yeah. And on, also regarding our boss man opting for a Quiznos sandwich rather than a private Taylor Swift show, in his defense, Quiznos makes a pretty darn good sandwich.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen.
As far as I remember, anyway, I can't find one anymore.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't know who's going to pop. You get these people that travel through, and you're like, oh, it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Then you never hear from them again. And
I opted for a private show in that building from Hootie and the Blowfish's Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Not call him Hootie.
No. No, he's not Hootie. Hootie.
They are not Hootie, Blowfish.
And they were not the Blowfish.
Which is still
one
of the numbers.
That's like old, what's his name, Thomas F. Wilson being like, don't call me Biff from Back to the Future. Yeah. Guess what? That's what you're known for, dude. Exactly. Suck it up.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you catch what Pete Alonso did yesterday? What milestone he accomplished in the game with all the home runs? Yes, Jeff
I know
Russ,
this
Jeff,
one.
Jeff Russ.
I know this one. He is the Mets career home run leader now.
Yes. So hit 2 home runs yesterday. So he is now past Daryl Strawberry, who had 252 home runs. Do you have any idea where that ranks? I pulled a list of all 30 Major League Baseball teams.
Okay.
And where the number two, now 254, sits among the number of home runs by an individual for their franchise.
Let's see. I'm going to guess that those New York Yankees, that's probably pretty far down that list.
The Yankees are number 2. Their guy is a guy named Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
He hit
a few.
He hit 659 home runs.
Yeah.
I think you can guess who's ahead of him.
Well, there's a Barry Bondsman.
No, it's a guy.
Oh, named... the Yankees. I'm sorry.
No. But for teams. So okay. The Atlanta Braves is number 1. A guy named
Henry Aaron.
Yes, that's a guy. Hammer and Hanks, 733. So now you know the context. 733 is the top. 250.
And of course, Hammer and Hank, they were all for the Bravos.
Yeah. And 254 now for Pete Alonso. So where do you guess that sits among the team's ranking?
I'm going to go, that's got to be middle of the road. So I'm going to go, are we talking like all of Major League Baseball?
All teams in Major League Baseball?
I'm going to go 16.
It's 28.
Wow.
Isn't that wild that the Mets are that low?
Garbage.
Yeah. So your last place team is the San Diego Padres. Current third baseman Manny Machado, 172. The Diamondbacks, Luis Gonzalez, 224. Your Seattle Mariners sit way up there. I think you can guess who the leader is there.
Jay Buhner.
It is not Jay Buhner.
Edgar Martinez.
It's Ken Griffey Jr.
That guy.
Care to guess how many?
Well, he was...
For the Mariners.
Just for the Mariners.
Of course,
all
he didn't
right.
hit
so
that many.
So we're forgetting the Sox and the Reds.
Yeah, we didn't hit...
I mean, we're sub 7.
Yeah,
100.
You're well sub 700, yeah.
660?
417 home
really,
runs.
Really? That's all for the M's?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Your top five, Hank Aaron with 733, Babe Ruth with 659, a guy named Willie Mays had 646, which a lot of people say if he'd have played in a stadium with a fence in New York, he would have had a lot more before they moved out to San Francisco. Harmon Killebrew, 559, Mike Schmidt, 548 for the Philadelphia Phillies. So there are only a couple players that are current. So Pete Alonso now with the Mets, Manny Machado, 172 with the Padres, and the other guy is a dude named Mike Trout.
Oh, he's pretty good.
With the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
The most
387 home runs.
The most I ever saw of Harmon Killebrew was on the old, during like the middle of the day on ESPN, the old school home run derbies in black and white where one player versus the other.
Yeah, they used to do that. Was like a TV show.
Yes,
like a
it was.
TV
yeah.
show.
And that's where I got most of my Harmon Killebrew knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, I didn't watch much, if any. And I know we used to watch those, but I can't remember specifically watching Harmon Killebrew, but I'm sure I did. Those were great fun, but that's one of the things.
Because that's a name that, you know, I'm not going to.
Well, you mentioned
it
yesterday. You mentioned it yesterday that the Mets and Mariners will be playing in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
That's one thing that I think Major League Baseball, if they were to do, have a barnstorming tour, and you could just show up. I remember watching a It was a San Jose Sharks game. I can't remember who they played, but they played at the Memorial Coliseum.
Uh-huh.
And the difference between NHL hockey and Western Hockey League performances, staggering.
Yeah.
If you just showed up in cities that don't have baseball and just started whacking dingers, I think people would get very excited about that. So I want barnstorming to come back. Sports. That's what we need. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Jeff Rust, thank you as always. And, of course, we could not leave without thanking Isaac Robb. Everybody have a wonderful day. We're done for now. Bye-bye.
Forget about your scene. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy. It's your last chance anyhow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.